ब्रह्मा उवाच लॉर्ड ब्रह्मा से तया बाय यू मे माय अपचिति वर्शिप तात ओ सन कल्पिता इज अकॉम्प्लिश निर्बलीकत विदाउट डुप्लिसिटी यत सिंस मे माय संजय गृहे हैव कंप्लीटली एक्सेप्टेड वाक्यम इंस्ट्रक्शन भवान यू मानद ओ कर्दम वन हु ऑफर्स ऑनर टू अदर्स मानयन रिस्पेक्टिंग Translation by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Lord Brahma said, My dear son Kartama, since you have completely accepted my instructions without duplicity, showing them proper respect, you have worshipped me properly. Whatever instructions you took from me, you have carried out, and thereby you have honored me. Please repeat after me. Lord Brahma said,
My dear son Kardama,
since you have completely accepted my instructions without duplicity, showing them proper respect, you have worshipped me properly. Whatever instructions you took from me,
You have carried out, and thereby you have honored me.
Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Lord Brahma, as the first living entity within the universe, is supposed to be the spiritual master of everyone, and he is also the father, the creator of all beings. Kardama Muni is one of the Prajapatis or creators of the living entities, and he is also a son of Brahma. Brahma praises Kardama because he carried out the orders of the spiritual master in total and without cheating. A conditioned soul in the material world has the disqualification of cheating. He has four disqualifications. He is sure to commit mistake, he is sure to be illusion, he is prone to cheat others, and his senses are imperfect. But if one carries out the order of the spiritual master by disciplic succession or the parampara system, he overcomes the four defects. Therefore, knowledge received from the bona fide spiritual master is not cheating. Any other knowledge which is manufactured by the conditioned soul is cheating only. Brahma knew well that Kardama Muni exactly carried out the instructions received from him and that he actually honored his spiritual master. To honor the spiritual master means to carry out his instructions word for word. Brahma Bacha Taya Mepa Chitistata Kalpita Nirgalikataha Janme Sanjagrihe Bakkam Bhavan Manada Manayam. Lord Brahma said, my dear son Kardama, since you have completely accepted my instructions without duplicity, showing them proper respect, you have worshipped me properly. Whatever instructions you took from me, you have carried out, and thereby you have honored me. So, the Supreme Personality of Godhead appeared as the son of Kardama Muni. Kardama Muni was one of the Prajapatis. The Prajapatis are the original progenitors. At the time of creation, the first created being is Brahma. Originally, creation has two aspects, Sarga and Bisarga. Srimad Bhagavatam deals with 10 Lakshanam, Dashame Dasha Lakshanam. How many of you remember those 10 symptoms? Okay. Mohan Rupa? Very good. Achha. So, iska matlab kya hai? Sarga, atra, sarga. Sarga mean? Sarga ka matlab kya hai? Who knows what's the meaning of the word sarga, Swami?
Creation.
Very good. And then after that, atra sarga, then bi sarga. What is the meaning of the word bi sarga?
Secondary
creation. Then sthana, what is the meaning of sthana? No, don't speculate. What is the meaning of sthana? Sthana means the protection of the Lord, how the Lord is maintaining everything in Srimad Bhagavatam. Poshanam, well, I am having difficulty now about portion. Huh? No, actually, in elaboration, Prabhupada is explaining that sthana means. Let's get the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Get the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Adi Lila. So, poshanam and then utaya. Uta is the creative. The propensity to work is utaya. So, here It has been elaborately explained by Prabhupada. Atra sarga visargascha. Sarga is the first creation by Vishnu. The bringing forth of the five gross material elements, the five objects of senses, the ten senses, the mind, intelligence, false ego, and the total material energy or universal form. Then Visarga is secondary creation or the work of Brahma in producing the moving and non-moving bodies in the universe. Brahmanda. Sthana, the maintenance of the universe by the Supreme Personality of God. Vishnu. Vishnu's function is more important and his glory greater than Brahma's and Lord Shiva's. For although Brahma is the creator and Lord Shiva is the destroyer, Vishnu is the maintainer. Poshana, the special care of protection for devotees of the Lord. Yes, Poshana is a special care that the Lord takes to maintain his devotees. That has been explained as Poshana. Then Uti, the urge for creation or initiative power, that is the cause of all inventions according to the necessities of time, space and objects. Okay, so this is how the ten symptoms. Dasamasya vishuddhartham navanamiha lakshanam varnayanti mahatmana srutenarthena chanjasa. So, anyway, to go back to our original point, sthana poshanam atra sarga visargascha. So here we are actually discussing about the visarga aspect, how Brahma did the creation. So how is the original creation, initial creation? Sarga aspect, who remembers what, how the universe is created?
Mahavishnu
lies in the causal ocean, and the bubbles that are generated from his breathing, each bubble is an universe. Then Mahavishnu enters into each universe as Garbhodakshay Vishnu, and then from the navel of Garbhodakshay Vishnu comes Brahma. And then Brahma does the secondary creation, that is filling up of the universe. In a way it can be described as like when we are building a house, first we make the structure. And then we make the walls. Like we are building a house here. So those who are involved in that, they know very well. So the structure has gone up. Then what will happen? The walls will be created with bricks. Then the plastering. So that is the shell, the initial creation. But then what will happen? Then there will be interior decoration. After that building is built, and then you will need to fill up that building. The rooms of building is built, the rooms are made. Then what happens? Do we just leave it at that? Or we bring chandeliers, bring furnitures, bring our TV, bring an AC, bring an asana, bring a table, bring a sound system. So these are the sub-creation. So Brahma did that with his original sons. How did Brahma fill up? He filled up with his children. Those children are known as Prajapatis. Prajapatis. Praja means subjects. In a kingdom, Raja is the king and he has Praja, the citizens, living entities in the kingdom. So that is the Prajapati. The Prajapati's Brahma is the first being, then he came his children, then his children produced their children. And so this is how different types of creatures were born. Like, how are they? Like, there are different types of creatures. Not only human beings or animals or birds. There are different, all different species came. Like, what are the principal species? Devas, Adityas, the demigods. Then Daityas. Then Rakshasas. Then Asuras. Then Gandharvas, then Kinnaras, Vidyadharas, Nagas, Sarpas, Vihangas, the birds, all types of creatures came. And then came, and along with that came Manavas. Like Danu's children are Danavas, Diti's children are Daityas, Aditi's children are Adityas. Similarly, Manu's children are Manavas. Our forefather is Manu. So, Kardama Muni is one of the progenitors, one of the Prajapatis. So Prajapatis have to assist Brahma in creation. So Kardama Muni, according to the instruction of Brahma, actually got married to Devahuti. And from Devahuti, Kardama Muni now received a son, and that son is Kapil. Kapil Muni is the proponent of the Sankhya philosophy. And in this way, different branch of knowledge also came from different personalities. Now in this particular verse, Brahma is praising Kardama Muni. He is, in one hand, he is addressing him as Tata, meaning my child, my son. But at the same time, he is actually using a respectful address to him, Bhavan. Bhavan. Bhavan is, the word Bhavan is used as respect, with respect. Just like in Hindi and Bengali there are aap or tum. Tumi in Bengali it is tumi and apni. Tumi means equal. And or junior, but apni means senior. Jaise in Hindi also, tum or aap, or even more intimate is tu. So similarly in Sanskrit, there is the expression Bhavan is something like up. So In one hand he is expressing as Tata, but then he is saying Bhavan, Manada Manaya. So why he is showing the respect? He is showing the respect because he has acted in a proper way as a devotee. Devotion, the word devotion is mixed with respect. Devotion to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Devotion to the devotees of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So bhakti is only to the Lord and His devotees. The Lord's devotion to the Lord and His followers. Just like you respect the government, and at the same time you respect the government departments. When the government sends you a bill, the bill is not coming directly from the government, the bill is coming from PWD. Or bill is coming from income tax department. So you honor that when the bill comes. Why? Because you are respecting the government. The government, the respect is also displayed to the agent. So Brahma is actually pointing out, and Prabhupada has elaborated that point in the purport, that when one is following the instructions of the spiritual master, that is the way to offer respect to the spiritual master. And when one Brahma praises Kardama because he carried out the orders of the spiritual master in toto. What does the word toto mean? In toto? To the point. Absolutely. 100%. And without cheating. So, that is the process for spiritual advancement. The process of spiritual advancement is to follow the instructions of the spiritual master. And the spiritual master also has to be qualified. What is the qualification of a spiritual master? The qualification of a spiritual master is that he is following his spiritual master. What's the qualification of his spiritual master? That he is following his spiritual master without any deviation. So if that happens, like nobody is deviating, then what happens? Then the message that came originally, the same message is being conveyed. Like for example, if in from this corner of the room somebody says something, he whispers it to the next person, right? And the next person says it to the next person. And in this way, when it goes to the end of the room, what will happen? It will be the same. The same word will be, although there is no, they didn't use any mobile phone, the same word will be conveyed at the end of the chain. So that is the meaning of disciplic succession, without any deviation. And the message is very simple. It's not a very complex message. That's why the chances of deviation is so little. If one is honest, then there won't be any deviation. What is the message? The message is, Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. You are His part and parcel. You are His servant. Therefore, just serve Him. That is the message. The message is very, very simple. Is it difficult to understand? What is the spiritual message? The spiritual message is Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God. But the trouble will start if somebody says, I am the Supreme Personality of God. Or he tries to imply that. He may not say that directly, but he implies that. Then the message will get contaminated. That's why what is my position, the individual's position in this respect? Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead and I am His servant. I am not only His servant, I am His servant's servant. I am the servant of my spiritual master. Who is a servant of Krishna? I do not know how to serve Krishna. Krishna is too big. Krishna is too important. But I follow the instruction of my spiritual master. He told me. I can hear him. And he can hear me. He can see me. Therefore, when he sees that I am making mistake, he chastises me, he corrects me. That is why we need a spiritual master. Someone to correct us. Krishna is not going to correct us. Krishna corrected Arjuna because Arjuna was in direct contact with Krishna. But we are not in direct contact with Krishna. Krishna may correct us, but we won't be able to see Him. We won't be able to hear Him. But Krishna's representative, yes, we can see Him, we can hear Him. And He also can see us. Therefore, we need a spiritual master. The importance of spiritual master, importance of accepting a spiritual master, has been established by Krishna Himself. Because Krishna Himself, although He is the original spiritual master, He accepts a spiritual master when He comes here. Like Krishna accepted Sandipani Muni as a spiritual master. Ramchandra accepted Vasishtha as a spiritual master. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted Ishwar Puri as a spiritual master. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, but they are accepting spiritual master. By doing that, they are teaching us how to accept the spiritual master. Or why there is a need to accept a spiritual master. And spiritual master will sometimes praise us and sometimes chastise us. Like here we can see Brahma, the spiritual master of Kardama Muni, but he is praising him. Well done, my boy. That's what he is saying. The word he used is kalpita nirva me api me pa chitistata kalpita nirvalikataha. Kalpita and nirvalikataha. You have accomplished. And nirvalikata means without duplicity, without deviation. So Brahma is praising him. Yes, you have done very well. What you have done, what Kardama Muni had done, he followed the instructions of Brahma very, very sincerely, very truthfully. So that is the qualification of a sincere disciple. And when a disciple means student, and guru means teacher. T
teacher, student. So when the student makes mistake, then what does the teacher do? When the student make mistakes, does the teacher say, okay, very good? Does he say that? Or he corrects him? So it's the business of the guru or the teacher to correct the student. And this correction is for his spiritual advancement. That is the important business. Correct for spiritual advancement. Why does a disciple need a guru? Why does somebody need a spiritual master? One needs a spiritual master for spiritual advancement. Therefore, the spiritual master has the responsibility to correct the disciple. And the disciple is prepared to accept the correction. The word for disciple in Sanskrit or Hindi is shishya. What is the meaning of the word shishya? Shishya means one who is prepared to accept shasan. What is the meaning of the word shasan? Shasan means chastisement. So disciple is one when he accepts a guru means he is prepared to accept his chastisement. And this chastisement, that doesn't mean the guru's business is to always chastise. But he needs to chastise when there's a need for correcting him. So that is the point that Prabhupada is making here in the purport. Nirvalikataha. My dear son, you have done very well. You have accomplished your mission. And what was the mission? To bring the Supreme Personality of Godhead to this universe. And in order to do that, he had to prepare himself. What is the preparation for that? To get purified. The Lord will not come through a dirty medium. He will come through a pure medium. So the Father is the medium. So Kardama Muni is the father. So when he properly executed the instructions of Lord Brahma and became qualified, the Lord appeared to him. And through him, he entered into the womb of Devahuti. And then from the womb of Devahuti came Kapildeva, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Now the Lord doesn't need to take birth. But sometimes He takes birth. This is His pastimes. Like as Krishna, as Ram, He took birth. But he didn't take birth when he came as Barahadev. He didn't take birth when he came as Minad incarnation or Kurma incarnation or Nishinga incarnation. Sometimes he comes directly and sometimes he comes through the medium of his devotees. So, our business too will be similarly, just as Kardama Muni, through Kardama Muni came the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We should also try to let the Supreme Personality of Godhead appear. He may not appear to the whole universe as he appears in this kind of incarnation, Leela Avatar, or Shakti. In this case, it's a Shaktavesh Avatar. But he can appear through our hearts. When will he appear? Through our hearts. He'll appear through our hearts only our heart becomes purified. How will the heart become purified? By following the instructions of the spiritual master. That is the process. Our business is actually to manifest the Lord or feel the presence of the Lord, see the Lord. But in order to do that, we have to become qualified. And the qualification is to follow the instructions of the spiritual master. Jai Srila Prabhupada. Any question?
So, Maharaj, to follow the instructions of the spiritual master in toto, we see different cases where sometimes, in certain cases, when the spiritual master is, the disciple is living with the spiritual master or whatever, there may be several instructions given, time and over again. You may have to follow a number of instructions. But whereas in other cases when the spiritual master is away, there may be like one or two instructions, which only, like in Srila Prabhupada's case, there were maybe two, three instructions of main Siddhanta Thakur, which he took them as like his soul. But in other cases, there may be maybe hundreds of instructions. So in the case when there are many instructions, it may happen that some of the instructions, unwantingly, may not be followed. So, but whereas when there are fewer instructions, it may be. So the question is like, how does the disciple take
okay.
care?
Okay, good point. When some instructions are not followed, we have to understand it is due to impurity. Because one is not pure enough, that's why he is not following some instruction. When he becomes completely pure, then he will follow all his instructions. But as he becomes purified, he will follow all instructions. At the beginning, disciple may not be that pure. Therefore, he may follow some instructions and not some other instructions. But when he becomes purified, then he will follow all instructions. Right? So that is one consideration. Another consideration is that, you see, ultimately there is only one instruction. Surrender unto Krishna. And all the instructions are relative to that. Surrender to Krishna. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And serve Him. You are His servant, so serve. So when you surrender, then it will automatically happen. Now, ultimate consideration is the surrender. Now, surrender to Krishna, how will we recognize that one is surrendered to Krishna? Surrender to Krishna will be displayed by surrender to his devotees. Right? If I know that somebody is an agent, then I treat him as the principal. Right? Say, in Ujjain, there is an agent of Sony. Right. When you go to his shop, you consider him as Sony. He is Sony to you. Isn't it? Sony I mean, not this Sony. But Sony Electronics. Huh? So Sony, you know that what you are getting there is Sony product. And you pay the money and you get the product. You are not thinking that, actual Sony is in Japan. And he is somebody else. No. To you, he is Sony. Isn't it? Because you are getting the Sony products from him. And because you have respect or you have confidence of Sony product,
Therefore, you are going to Him and getting the product from Him. So, surrender to Krishna will ultimately mean surrender to His representatives. And more we become purified, the more we will be able to surrender to His representatives.
Here Kapil Muni is a Shakya Vishwata. He is a living entity, not the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself. So Brahma being also an incarnation, here is offering up respects to offered prayers in the previous verse to Kapil Muni, who is not exactly the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So how do you
Well, when somebody is empowered, he becomes that. Like when Kapil Muni look at his instruction, he is saying me. Satan prasangan mamabirja sambhito. Mamabirja sambhito. Kapil Muni is saying, my virja sambhito, bhavanti vitkarna ashtrashayana. So here we have to understand that he is completely induced by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Originally he is a jiva, but he has been totally empowered by the Lord. So in Shaktavish also there are degrees. Some is more induced by the Lord, some are less induced by the Lord. Any other question? Yes, Steve? Hi, Krishna.
I find that it's one thing to have the knowledge that Krishna is the Supreme Personality and that we are His loving servants and that we must surrender. And then sometimes I find it's also difficult to apply that knowledge in everyday life during some of our experiences. Do you have any suggestions?
Yeah, like keep practicing. Keep practicing. You may not be perfect overnight, but practice will make you perfect. And through practice, when you achieve perfection, then you will see it completely, how Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And you are His servant, and you have no other business but to serve Him. Right? It will depend how soon you get purified. There is no time factor as such. It will depend upon different individuals. And somebody may take millions of lifetimes. Yes.
When the Shasan comes, then some resistance comes from inside.
When the
Shasan rules.
Shasan comes.
Some resistance comes from inside. How to
do this? Then you have to Shasan yourself. Right. If you can't accept the chastisement from somebody, but you want to get purified, you want to be correct yourself, then either you have to correct yourself, right? So now whichever is the simpler way, I think it's better to take the correction from somebody who knows where you are making the mistake. If you have to find the mistake and correct yourself, it will take a longer time. It may not even happen. But somebody who is superior to you, who is in a better position, who is watching you, when he corrects, it is better to accept that for your own benefit. Right? How did you feel when in a class you made a mistake? You spelt does instead of D-O-E-S,
you wrote D-O-S-C. And the teacher came and said, you made a mistake. And your false ego said, oh, who the hell you are to tell me that I made a mistake? Then will you be able to learn? That's what happened to me actually. That's why I remember. When I was young, once I spelled does as D-O-S-C. And he says, not does, it's does. And I learned. I learned the difference between does and does.
Do the needful.
Anyway, I mean, it'll depend, you see, how to. Main thing is accepting the authority and surrendering to Him. Like in Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna had so many questions. Krishna started to instruct. First of all, Krishna did not start instructing Arjuna until he is submissive, until he became submissive. And then while Krishna is instructing, Arjuna has had so many pertinent questions. Right? And then what do we find? Arjuna is convinced. So Krishna left the option to him. Okay? Now I give you Sarva Gujya Tamam Idam Srinume Paramangasya. I have given you the most confidential, the most profound wisdom. Now you decide what you want to do. But what is Arjuna's situation? What is Arjuna's attitude? Nashta Moha Smriti Labdha Tat Prasada Mayachita. My moha, my illusion is gone. I have regained my memory. What is the memory? What is that memory? Smriti. That you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead and I am your eternal servant. We forgot that. And sthitosmi gata sandeha karishya. Now I will Karishya Vachanam Tava. I will follow the instruction. So, it's a matter of, you know, being convinced, it's a matter of being purified. The more we become purified, the more we will become convinced. And vice versa. More we become convinced, not sentimentally, but with proper understanding, more we become purified. That means more we accept Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the more we will make spiritual advancement. फिर से बताओ मैं सुन
नौ दस महीने पहले जैसे मतलब एक बहुत बड़े डिफरेंट संकट जैसे हम सोचते हैं, जैसे हम अभी एक इंग्लिश की कोचिंग जा रहे हैं, हम उस सर को पूरे वर्ल्ड का नॉलेज है, लेकिन धीरे 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 हम क्रिटिसाइज करते 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 वो आ गए, क्या बोलते हैं यहाँ पर रिस्पॉन्स कर, वो इंडिविजुअली रिस्पॉन्स ने देखा और उन्होंने निंदा कर दिया रिस्पॉन्स, अब फिर वहां पर बड़ी मुश्किल से जुड़ रहा है। फिर सेकंड टाइम एक
सुनो, ये प्रश्न जो है ये क्लास के आधार पर करो, दस साल पहले क्या हुआ था, अब किसका हो रहा है, ये बाद में कहीं किसी से पूछना। पूर्ण प्रज्ञा के साथ हुआ तो पूर्ण प्रज्ञा को पूछो, नहीं तो गंगा नारायण को पूछो, ठीक है भाई, भक्तों लोग को पूछना है बाद में पूछो। ओके, यस मुकुंद। As I said, when your heart is not pure, the instruction will not, some instruction will not appear to be palatable. When the heart becomes purified, then all instructions will become palatable. Because when the heart is purified, that means you are seeing your actual interest. And you are seeing how the spiritual master's instructions are towards fulfilling your actual benefit, actual interest. Right? An example, you have a disease. The doctor came and gave you a medicine. You don't like to take the medicine because it's bitter. You think, oh, I don't like it, I won't take it because it's bitter. Why is it? It may be bitter, but because you are not concerned, because you are not aware of your actual purpose of the medicine, you are thinking it is unpalatable. But when you see that, okay, it may be bitter now, but ultimately it is going to serve the purpose of curing me. And for the sake of that, I must accept it. Because the purpose of medicine is not to make you feel good about its taste. The purpose of medicine is to cure your disease. Similarly, spiritual master's instructions are not necessarily for our material comfort, for our material benefit. It is for our spiritual benefit. But as long as we are materially motivated, we think, why did the spiritual master give me this instruction? I'll go to somebody else. He is not a good enough spiritual master for me. See, he is not giving me my sense gratification. So we have to understand what is the business of the spiritual master. Why I have come to a spiritual master. That is what we have to see. Yes, when you have a question, you raise your hand. Say it again, I couldn't get it. Yeah, it's vice versa. The heart will be purified by following the instructions of the spiritual master, and when the heart becomes purified, we'll follow the instructions of the spiritual master. Right? Like when you take the medicine, the disease will be cured, and when the disease is getting cured, you will want to take the medicine even more. All right. Yes.
According to you, which master always must be true, always be faithful. So, depending fully on the spiritual master, sometimes became unfavorable for us, was indifferent, and there are some cases, everything was used also. There are some spiritual masters who was like good, who used their positions in several to us. So,
so go find, go and find a spiritual master. Don't go to a cheater. Use your intelligence. Use your intelligence. Use your intelligence in the sense you find out whether the spiritual master is here to give you Krishna, or the spiritual master is here to take something from you. If the spiritual master wants something from you, then how can he be a spiritual master? The spiritual master, then you are becoming his spiritual master. The spiritual master doesn't need anything from the disciple. A disciple needs spiritual master. Like when you go to the school. I mean, you go to the school or go to an institution to study knowing that you'll be able to learn the subject. If you go to the school and then you have to figure out, does the teacher really know? No. Once you are admitted, then you have to accept the course.
Yeah. You have replied that Arjun put a question about Krishna about him. But sir, there are some conditions about someone that he can't get any opportunities to express his views before anyone or his supreme power. So sir, how can we identify him that he wants someone to connect or to convert with him? Like Arjun. I just want to say that we are 820 students in my college, in my branch. We are only just 12 that come here to in this respond to put our faith on you. So how can we connect all people to come here?
Which college you studying?
NIT Bhopal.
NIT Bhopal. Okay. When you were trying to get admission, you're preparing yourself, then were you thinking of your admission or you're thinking about others' admission? And now that you got admitted, do you think that now everybody should come to NIT? You just mind your business. My point is, you mind your business. Now you got admitted in the NIT, so study nicely and get the degree. Alright? So similarly, you are 12 of you are coming to ISKCON, at least 12 of you are coming to ISKCON. Then you take advantage of it. Right? And then afterwards, if you have time, then you influence others also, make them understand the benefit of getting admitted to ISKCON. Right? And it will happen in course of time. Another thing is, you see, you have to say, for example, so many people try to get admitted in IIT. How many get admitted every year? Huh? About 13,000? 13,000? Get admitted every year? No, every year is much less.
No, because now the number of IITs have increased.
Okay, so 9,000 get admitted. How many apply?
4 lakhs.
4 lakhs. 4 lakhs apply, 9,000 get admitted. Right? So, now the question arises, why only 9,000? And then IIT, the BTEC is 9,000. MTEC is how many? MTech maybe not even 1,000. Then PhD, how many? So higher you go, the number will reduce. So ISKCON is giving the highest knowledge. Therefore, we are not expecting many students, but we want qualified students. In the market, you go to a market, there is a diamond shop and there is a plastic shop. In a diamond shop, how many customers you get? Very few. But those who get there, qualified. But plastic shop, there are sara bazaar ke aadmi jaate hain. So this is something which is very, very special. One has to be intelligent enough to understand. One has to be intelligent enough to qualify. Because most of the people are interested in sense gratification. But this is not a place for sense gratification. Right? This is a place for spiritual advancement. So most of the people are interested in sense gratification. Very few are interested in spiritual advancement. This point has been explained in Bhagavad Gita. Manushyanam sahasreshu kaschit jatati siddhaye jatatam api siddhanam kaschin mang betti taktatara. Sahasreshu means, sahasra means, do you know sahasra? Hazar. Sahasreshu means plural. Out of many, many thousands, really one aspire for spiritual development. Kaschit aspire for perfection, spiritual perfection. And jatatam api siddhanam, like everybody who aspires for spiritual perfection doesn't become perfect. Rarely few become perfect. And out of those perfected ones, very few get to know Krishna as He is. Right? So that is how rare it is. We started off with this understanding. The customers will be few. Like in a diamond shop. The customers will be few. But those who come, they are qualified. Okay, so I'll stop now. Thank you all very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.